What if an AI could do science? Not just assist with research, but actually conceive an idea, run the experiments, write the paper, and pass peer review. That's no longer a hypothetical. A system called the AI Scientist just did exactly that. Published in Nature, this work was co-authored by Vector faculty member Jeff Kloon, alongside researchers from Sakana AI, UBC, and Oxford. To understand why this matters, it helps to know what peer review actually is. It's the process where independent human experts scrutinize research before it gets published. It's the quality filter science relies on that separates verified knowledge from noise. The AI Scientist submitted 3 papers to a real machine learning conference workshop. Reviewers had no idea which submissions were AI generated. One of those papers, fully AI authored from the initial idea all the way through to the final write-up, scored well enough to be accepted. The system comes in 2 versions. The first was already a significant achievement, capable of producing complete research papers by building on human-provided starting points. The second goes further, starting from an abstract idea and builds its own experimental approach from scratch, shifting from skilled assistant to nascent originator. Here's how it works. The AI Scientist runs through the entire research cycle autonomously. It generates hypotheses, writes and executes code, runs experiments, produces charts and graphs, writes the full paper, and reviews its own work. It explores multiple experimental directions simultaneously, pruning what isn't working and building on what is. And the team found a scaling law in scientific quality. The better the underlying AI model, the better the research it produces. And AI models are improving rapidly. That means this system's capabilities aren't fixed, but grow as the technology does. The implications of that are significant. Science has always been constrained by human bandwidth, the hypotheses a researcher can test, the experiments a lab can run, the papers a community can produce and review in a year. Those constraints have shaped the pace of discovery for generations. Drawing a comparison to the first scientific revolution, the AI Scientist suggests we may be entering another such shift, one where autonomous systems can run the scientific process at scale. This doesn't make human researchers redundant, though. The focus shifts from executing experimental pipelines to directing them, asking the right questions, identifying what's surprising, and exercising the judgment to know what matters. But the researchers are also clear-eyed about the risks. A system capable of producing plausible-sounding papers at scale could overwhelm peer review processes or add noise to the scientific literature. The team obtained ethics board approval, withdrew all submissions after review, and call explicitly for disclosure standards to be established now, while there is still space to do so thoughtfully. This is a milestone, not a finish line. The AI Scientist shows what's becoming possible, and why the questions it raises need answers sooner rather than later.